This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I don't like to yell at you guys. You all know that. But we have as item one today yet another indicator that paints a somewhat meh picture of the current state of the American economy. The July report on retail sales was out from the Commerce Department this morning, flat from a month earlier, the worst report since January, in fact, when at least we had the weather as an excuse not to shop. So, what gives? Tracy Samuelson takes this one.
Trying to get inside the head or wallet of the American consumer can be dizzying. Earlier this year, we were buying cars in droves. But that was pent-up demand, says Chris Christopher. He's the director of consumer economics at IHS Global Insight. He says one reason these July retail numbers are less than stellar is because people spent their money on cars.
And then even, you know, after those months, the discretionary spending is a little bit lackluster. They take it a little bit easier on other items that are not necessities.
In a word, consumers are cautious. Susan Villamary covers consumer insights for IRI, a market research company. She says coming out of the recession, we've learned to budget.
For example, 3/4 of consumers make a shopping list before they go to the grocery store. And by and large, consumers are sticking to the list that they've made.
And it's not just that we're being responsible. Wage growth has been fairly anemic, and consumers have made paying down their debts a priority, says Candace Corlett, the president of WSL Strategic Retail.
It's a very good thing for shoppers. It's less good for our economy, which thrives on consumers overspending.
But it's not that shoppers are all savings and no fun. Corlett says products just need to be extra exciting to tempt us. She says the number of people walking around with new Apple products or fitness trackers is proof of that. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.